storm, but all eyes on Saturday. And the concern grows for severe weather. We're now in a level 3 out of 5, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes on Saturday. Just a heads up to stay weather aware on this situation and get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. Department of Corrections officials arrest four people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All four are now being held in the Elmore County Jail. And a U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among three people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirmed his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. And, you know, Christmas is over and Valentine's Day is about to come up. But why not surprise that special someone with an unexpected gift at an unexpected time?
Really?
Yeah, why not go by Heirloom Jewelers over there on Vaughn Road? You know, if you're going east on Vaughn Road, right when you pass Bell Road, Heirloom Jewelers is going to be right there on the right. They've been serving the community here with fine antique and estate jewelry since 1977. So for over 40 years, they've specialized in acquiring the very best. So they have high-quality, one-of-a-kind, unique pieces. But I repeat myself. And really, they don't make jewelry like this anymore, folks. They really don't. Like, Troop pulled out, last time I was there, this fine antique ring, one-of-a-kind piece. It would be in a spectacular, unexpected gift. Or maybe a necklace or some earrings. Or, hey, ladies, if you're out there listening, surprise your guy. Surprise your fella with a watch, an antique watch. They don't make stuff like they used to, folks. And because of Troop Booth's expertise, he and the rest of the team, they're all trained at the prestigious Gemological Institute of America. Because of his expertise, he's able to provide you these antique pieces that are high quality, still functional, wonderful. You want to wear them today, even though they're antique. He gets that at an incredible price. You can't beat his prices on these antique pieces. They also, though, because, you know, I got a text from Troop the other day, Troop Booth, the proprietor over there, and he just brought to my attention a single chart. Over the last year, especially now with the threat of war, gold has skyrocketed. So if you're sitting around and you realize, hey, I've got a bunch of gold jewelry or any type of jewelry and I haven't used it in years, don't plan on using it, why not call Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066, 260-0066, and set up an appointment to sell some of your jewelry to Troop and the team over there. The appointment will usually be in the morning, so Troop has plenty of time to look over the jewelry that you bring in. He'll evaluate it, and he'll present you an offer while you wait. And once you agree on a value, he'll take your ID, and boom, you get a purchase receipt, you get paid right then and there. So they do great things over at Heirloom Jewelers, whether you're looking for an unexpected gift at an unexpected time in between the holidays and obligatory gift-giving holidays, or you're looking to make a little extra walking-around money when it comes to this new year. Give Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth a call. 260-0066, 260-0066. So, we found out more here about the missing person who has ended up dead.
Yeah, her name is
Peyton Houston.
Peyton Houston from Trustful.
And they even after the family held a memorial on Saturday after the body was found. They found it in a shallow grave in Inslee, and a number of law enforcement agencies came together. And, you know, speculating in cases like this is always dangerous, but yeah. I'm going to go ahead and speculate here. You don't just go dig up a random yard. I think someone knows something, clearly, wanted that $10,000 reward, and that's how they found her. Because otherwise, that's a really random guess to just show up in a yard in Inslee when someone goes missing from a Birmingham bar. There's a Facebook page set up for her. But I think what we have to remember, there's a number of things about the situation that frustrate me. And you certainly, and in no way, shape, or form am I saying that the victim is to blame here.
Right.
But I do want to say, women, be careful. Be smart. If you go out, don't go out alone. If you go out and you drink, don't leave with strangers. You know, we have to take care of one another. And everyone around us, we just need to be vigilant. It's an unfortunate thing. It's an unfortunate sign of our times. But we can't take things for granted, and we need to watch out for one another. And we just need to be careful. We have Anaya, who went missing and was later found murdered. We have this young lady. Of course, we have the young girl, Cupcake, in Birmingham, who was murdered. We live in a time where there are evil people out there who are hell-bent on doing evil and terrible things, and we do have to be vigilant. And it's sad that this is the outcome, but that's where we are, and I hope justice is served to those who committed this horrible crime.
I just wonder, and I think I asked this on the air the other day, and I'll ask you since you're here, are there people out there, and I watch a lot of crime shows, and it makes you lose faith in mankind sometimes. Do people go into bar with the intention of leaving with someone that they're going to eventually kill? Or
is it a crime of opportunity?
Crime of opportunity.
And I think this is where we have to, you have to look at the history of the criminals themselves. The guy who kidnapped Anaya had kidnapped before, so he clearly had the intent to commit a crime.
But he kidnapped a man, and there was no sexual assault. He kidnapped two people.
Well,
it was like three of them that kidnapped two men. They robbed them. They got them at a gas station, and they took them and they beat them up. Well, this guy had to go to Emory University, have brain surgery.
That's insane.
And
he took Anaya from a gas station too.
Yeah,
right. I think that. I do not believe people just wake up and commit murder. You see a lot of escalation. This is and I get very aggravated. I'm a terrible, I'm one of those people. I see all these stories, these warm and fuzzies on Facebook about we need to get rid of bail and bond and blah, blah, blah. No, I think we need a tougher criminal justice system. I think if you are convicted of violent crime, you need to sit your happy butt in jail for quite a while. I think if you are arrested with more evidence against you, you need to sit your butt in jail for a while. I think we have far too many criminals, violent criminals, walking the street. And again, I'm going to venture to guess that whoever did this isn't their first time committing a crime.
Right.
And they, whether it was a crime of opportunity, they just had a intoxicated young woman who... or they drugged her, or they had an opportunity to commit this crime, whether it was that or whether it was premeditated. It's evil either way.
And then to kill them, I guess to destroy any evidence
or any witness. Well, and I think the Cupcake case, as more details emerge from that based on booking records and on the charges, that was probably one of those cases where they after he had assaulted the young lady, they killed her.
You know, I think about sometimes, you know, I'll find myself going to an ATM late at night, like if I got to pay so-and-so tomorrow, you know, somebody works.
Get Venmo.
Works at our farm or whatever, you know, not because I always pay cash, but I'm like, when I'm at an ATM at night, there's nobody around. I'm always looking in my side mirror, and I look because you don't know if somebody's going to come up to you, stick a gun in your face, and say, withdraw $400 or $500, whatever the daily limit is, and give it to them. Or even worse, get in your car and take you away. So if you go to an ATM at night, make sure you go to one in a well-lit area.
Right. Have your wits about you, folks. We have to hit a quick break here.
I hate it.
More coming back. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. We're in the last hour of the program this fine morning.
No, too soon.
I'm your host, Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. Hey, Dern.
I'm Dern, all right. Abram Reed Fogle's here. Though, I mean, it's not like we have to tell you folks, Abram Reed's quite a self-promoter.
I am.
It's a good quality.
At April Marie, APRYLMARIE, on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Why'd your mama do that to you? Spell it that way.
I was born in April. I was no, you know what? That is actually a favor to me. When I was, they told her when she was pregnant with me, I was going to be a boy. She had the name David Wayne picked out. I was born. She named me Davida.
Oh, what the hell was she thinking?
But wait, it gets better. So my grandmother gets to the hospital, and grandmother's, they say, surprise, it's a girl. My grandma goes, well, what was your girl name? She goes, I didn't have one. So I just named her Davida. And my grandmother was like, somebody get a nurse. It's one of my favorite lines in the family history. Somebody get a nurse. And so my grandmother saved me because it hadn't been put on a birth certificate yet. It was just what she had decided she was going to do. Mm-hmm. And so my name is now April. I was born in April, and there's a Y there. They gave her some good Demerol. They had her on some good drugs. I almost ended up DaVita.
272-9228.
So April,
you dodged a bullet there.
So every time people go, oh, April with a Y, do you hate that? I'm like, it could be worse.
Could be.
And it was almost worse.
It's always good to say, yeah, it might be the case, but compared to what? 272-9228. Tom B.
You know, when I was born, the doctor slapped my mother.
Tom.
Hey, how are y'all?
How's it going, Tom? Hey, April Marie, this man sounds like Tom Baudette, who does the Motel 6 ads.
Oh. Hey, I'm going to talk about two things. First thing about April, I enjoy hearing you on the radio, ma'am, and I hope to look you up on your website and all. The first girl I taught to swim was my next-door neighbor, and her name was April. And we were in the third grade, and she couldn't swim, so I just put her out in my arms in the pool and let her, you know, move her arms and feet. Pretty soon, she was swimming around like a little fish.
I bet she remembers that, too. That was very cool.
Well, I hope she does. And the second thing was about this, all these people being killed and everything nowadays. You know, I was 13 in 1968, and I was already hitchhiking all over the country. I'd been up to, back then it was a big deal to go to Lake Tahoe, Yosemite, you know, the Fillmore, just hitch and get on the, stick your thumb out on the on-ramp, next thing you know, you're there.
Yeah, but you can't do that anymore.
No, they started having these people that were, I think the first one out in California was somebody turned up missing, and then they arrested somebody, and they found his fingers in his coat pocket or something, and they tied it to the murder. And then the other one was that little boy, I can't remember what state it was in, it just went to school one day and never came back. And so now there's no more kids riding bicycles to school. There's no more kids walking down the street going to school. And there's nobody hitchhiking, really. And it's all a problem of a deterioration of what values are for everybody. You know, I wouldn't intentionally go out and harm a person, and I don't think anybody that's normal would. So you can only attribute it to mental illness, you know.
There's a difference between mental illness and evil. I'm gonna interrupt you and say there are some people with both. But there are people who are just evil that has nothing to do with mental health.
Well, they need to be locked up in the same place with the ones that do have mental issues. I can tell you that. And we don't have any mental institutions to care for the ones anymore. They're all walking the streets. And the criminals, they don't have any parents at home. And that's why they're criminals to start with. You know, so I believe in putting the orphanages back out. Need to get Mickey Rooney back on TV, dig him up, and start boys down again and get these young children away from these folks. It's just corrupting their lives. But that's, you know, I'm sorry. I'm getting on my soapbox.
No, that's okay.
It's all good.
Well, thank you, Tom.
I know if I went out and did anything like that, I can imagine the butt whipping I would have got, you know, when I got home. You know, I just don't understand it. But that's just me.
Got to keep ourselves vigilant. This is happening too often these days. But I appreciate it, Tom.
Yeah.
272-9228. Now, you know, the other day I was at the exit off of the interstate on Ann Street, off of 85 South, go down the hill, Ann Street exit, way at the light. And two, I don't know if they're actually homeless, but two guys were sitting out there in the grass right next to the exit, one had a guitar, and I made the mistake of cutting my eyes over that way, made eye contact. Of course, I'm in my little red Roadster, BMW Roadster, and this guy comes up, and he's like, he tries to hop in my car. And luckily, the light changes, and I'm like, nah, man, gotta go. And it was like, okay, that was a little unnerving. Dude was covered head to toe in tattoos. I don't mind tattoos. I think they can be pretty cool, but that was a little unnerving. It's like, nah, just because the car's all right and kind of nice, please do not hop in my vehicle. Not right now. I've got things to do, sir. And, you know, I've given people rides before. I'm not against that. I've helped people, especially when it's really cold, if somebody seems genuine.
You have given strangers rides?
I have. I did that in Auburn. I was actually at a Sonic drive-thru, and it was like 15 degrees outside, and this woman scared the hell out of me, knocked on the window, but she was very nice about it. She's like, I just need to get to this hotel, and I gave her a ride, dropped her off, because it was freezing outside. So I'm like, okay, I'll help you. So I'm not against helping people, but I also go based off of my gut feeling and my instinct. And this guy who tried to hop in my car recently did not make me feel all right.
You were like, that's a no-go.
Not feel safe. And, you know, we have some issues here in the city. They could be much worse. Compared to what? Always compared to what? But I found an interesting story about a restaurant in Sacramento, California. California's got some big problems with homeless population. A local McDonald's had used a certain tactic to get rid of the homeless and deter them from loitering outside the McDonald's. And it was driving the neighbors crazy. Apparently, 24/7, they were playing bagpipe music.
What? How did that not keep regular customers away?
Right, I know. It was supposed to keep the homeless away, but residents say it's driving them crazy. When CBS 13, the local affiliate there in Sacramento, asked the three managers at the Mickey D's about the bagpipe music blaring from loudspeakers, all of the managers replied, "What bagpipes?" What hump?
I'm a gifted surgeon. Perhaps I could work wonders on that. Huh? What hump?
The first couple of days, says a neighbor, they had it on 24/7.
Where was this?
Sacramento, California.
Okay. They do weird stuff in California.
It's a guy named Arnold Phillips that lives right across the street, and it was making him crazy. 24/7 bagpipe music coming from the Mickey D's. It actually penetrates through the walls. We can hear it when I'm trying to watch TV or whatever, and it's going through that. I want watch TV or whatever. What are you doing with the or whatever, sir? Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be putting bagpipes on my my love playlist, Eddie.
No, no.
Okay, this...
You know, in the hotel in Birmingham and Ross Bridge, they play bagpipes every night, and I didn't know that when I booked a staycation there, and it really
last time I heard
me.
Bagpipes, I was at my brother's wedding week in upstate New York, and right outside of Saratoga Springs, they have this beautiful golf course we played one morning. And there's a guy who just walks the course every morning and he plays bagpipes. That was an appropriate setting. It was actually majestic hearing them from afar rolling across the
grass. I think they're great. I love them.
But just blasting out of a Mickey D's 24/7, that might be a little much.
That's a little much. Hey, did you guys see the homeless thing and the signs with the police officers and Mobile that got everybody in trouble?
I read about it, but no. I didn't report it because I...
So here's my thing. So right,
so tell everybody what
okay.
happened.
So in Montgomery...
Mobile.
Montgomery, thank you. So in Mobile, officers who are part of the homeless panhandling group put together all the signs they had confiscated or gotten from homeless. It doesn't really say how they got them. And made air quote sign quilt for their boss. They posted a photo of this on Facebook. For which the police chief later had to apologize because so many people called it insensitive. Or they were outraged. I mean, literally, this got all sorts of news coverage. Everybody was mad about it. So Archibald from AL.com wrote an op-ed about and said these police officers were bullies. To which I responded on Twitter, I don't know that being insensitive makes you a bully. I think it might have been insensitive to take these signs and make a quilt and then, you know, give and post it on social media, whatever. But I don't know that that inherently makes... You have no idea what they did to the homeless person or how they got these signs. But to assume that the law enforcement officers of this unit are all bullies because they made a sign, it really rubbed me the wrong way. So I tweeted out yesterday to Archibald that I thought there was a difference. He didn't reply, but I don't think we should assume the worst about these officers.
Well, Archibald's a lefty. He and Josh Moon, they hate Alabama so much, why don't they move out?
So they hate Alabama, and in this particular case, he didn't like the cops, and you know, Birmingham's not a good place to live if you don't like cops. But he was very adamant that these individuals were all bullies, and I just didn't see that. I don't see the image of a quote quilt made out of signs. You do not know. We do not know. Maybe these officers gathered the signs as they took these homeless people to shelters. Maybe they gathered the signs from people you know, where they got law enforcement calls of these homeless harassing people, maybe jumping into cars. Mm-hmm. You do not know the circumstances, but for John Archibald to publish an AL.com article that said these guys are nothing short of playground bullies just made me mad on behalf of law enforcement.
There is a fine line when somebody is down and out. Like, I do feel bad for folks, but also I remember they're still people, and people are more resilient than we give them credit for. And I think sometimes what happens is you see somebody's down and out, instead of just going, oh, man, I have pity, sympathy, empathy for that person, it goes to the point of they really just have no agency at all. They can't do it all. How dare you, make any sort of joke at somebody's expense? How dare you make light of something at all? I just find sometimes you can't treat everybody with kid gloves. And it's one thing to help folks and look out for them and kind of understand their situation. It's another thing to sort of it's what is the soft bigotry of low expectations, and we do it with a lot of different groups that need help. And I'm just not like that. It's more an individual basis. Is where I'm coming from.
And you have to take each of these cases on an individual basis. Recently, I did write about this, is Trump changed the benefits for able-bodied Americans without kids, mm-hmm. so you can't get SNAP benefits. You basically can't get food stamps indefinitely.
Right.
And people, media, liberal types were all outraged about this, that we as taxpayers were going to require able-bodied Americans with no children to go out and get job training or job. And I think that's one of those things.
You don't even need to be able-bodied to get a job these days.
It's true. There are lots of individuals with disabilities.
What say you, Jack?
Yeah, I agree. Somebody texted me about my passenger in my truck this time last year.
You had a passenger in
your truck? I went through my garage to get in my truck, which was parked in the back driveway, and I opened the door, and there's a woman sitting in my front seat.
What?
I
love this story.
And we'd just gone off of daylight savings, so it was like 5, and I had come home about, 4:30. I dropped the dog off. I went inside. I did a couple things. And then I was jumping in my truck. I was going to go meet somebody for a drink. And I opened the door, and there's a girl sitting on my front seat. She's, I'd say, in her mid-20s to maybe early 30s.
Yikes.
A little African-American girl named Daphne who claimed that she was waiting for her grandfather, and it was spitting rain out there, and it was starting to get cold, and it was kind of nasty, and maybe she just came to get out of the rain, I don't know, but I said, well, who's your grandfather? She says, Jack, aren't you Jack? I said, I am.
What?
Jack. Yeah, and it was really weird. There was a Jack's Hamburgers drink cup in my console that I had bought a Diet Coke or something earlier, and it was still sitting there. And I don't know if she...
Okay, this story is just getting creepier and creepier.
Now, I am Jack, but I am not Jack, your grandfather, because you are obviously African-American, and I am white. And I don't think that you're my granddaughter. Plus, I'm gay, and I don't have kids.
I was just going to say, do you have children I don't know about?
And anyway, she just looked at me and... Yeah, well, I'm going to meet my grandfather. Well, I said, well, I'm sorry, but you need to go. And she had an umbrella, and it was all wet on the floor. And she got out and walked away. I said, and she told me her name was Daphne. And I said, Daphne, where are you from? Thinking she was going to say, some neighborhood. She said, I'm from Houston. And I said, oh. Mm. And I said, okay, well, anyway. But when I first discovered her, and she wasn't making sense, I wasn't in the truck. I was standing outside. Because when I opened the door, I saw her. I kept looking to see if
somebody else was set up
to get my attention.
That's one of the situations I dial 911 and just leave the phone in my hand for a minute.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Anyway, so I called the cops and told them. They came out, and we just visited for a minute. I said, I don't know. I doubt she meant any harm. But, there are a lot of old people that live in this neighborhood, and, I don't want them to get scared. And,
yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
It does have to be case by case. So that is funny. Like, she was essentially claiming you were her grandfather.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know a lot about my life.
You remember the debate between George Bush and Al Gore, where Gore comes from behind the podium and he's walking toward Bush, and Bush has to jump back.
He's very startled.
Yeah, and that's how I did when I saw Daphne. I was like, holy, you know what?
Mm-hmm. There's a girl. Well, back to the unfortunate set of circumstances and times we're in, if I leave my vehicle unlocked in a store parking lot, so I have a TJ Maxx problem. I love going into TJ Maxx and finding my kids' clothes, nice name brand clothes, comfy ones, in the TJ Maxx. But if I walk into the store and forget to lock my vehicle, I will legit walk around the whole dang thing to make sure no one has gotten in the back.
Yeah.
And even in daylight, I will look to make sure no one has gotten in the back of my car, because it freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, it freaked me out, I'll tell you that. Only me and my laundry man know how startled I was.
Yeah, keep your wits about you, folks. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Y'all had any unique run-in stories? 272-9228. Love to hear about it. Good or bad.
Hey, Stephen Reed has a transition team headed by Vanzetta McPherson and John Mazeek. And they've created six committees.
Okay.
Committees are meeting tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow and Thursday, and I'll give you when we come back, I'll give you the names of the committees, and they want citizen input.
Okay,
very good. I'm not sure where they're meeting, but there's an article in the Montgomery Advertiser this morning, at least in their online version, entitled, Montgomery Mayor Reed's Transition Team Wants to Hear from You.
Okay, so very good. 272-9228, folks. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Now, Bo Goodson, he's been in the real estate game for over 40 years, over four decades. That means he has a unique understanding from all that experience of the River Region real estate market. He's been helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for, again, over 40 years. It's a lot to learn. I mean, you can have a theoretical textbook understanding of things, but when you put in that much time in a given industry or a given profession, you really know what you're talking about. And over at the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson's shop, they not only can help you buy or sell that property of yours, buy or sell that home, but they also have management services. So say you want to invest in real estate, but you don't want to have day-to-day landlord duties. They have great management services over there at the Goodson Group. I know from firsthand experiences, they manage a house I rented for about a year or so. The Goodson Group is also the home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. So he's using that 40 plus years of experience and deep knowledge of the subject and of the real estate market to share it with you. And so whether you're going for your real estate license or you're looking to just be a more knowledgeable buyer or seller here in the market, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is a top-notch, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state. Take advantage of it. You can visit the Goodson Group at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them today. And be sure to tell Bo and the team over there that Joey and Jack sent you. 551-0225, 551-0225. Thank you again to Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group for being a sponsor here of News and Views. More when we come back right after this.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that
have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a brisk day today with gusty northwesterly winds, but still a nice day. Lots of sun. High temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear, cold tonight. The winds die down. Low 32. Sunshine nice tomorrow. Low to mid 60s. We're still dry Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Maybe low 70s on Friday with the risk of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. But all eyes on Saturday. And the concern grows for severe weather. We're now in a level 3 out of 5, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes on Saturday. Just a heads up to stay weather aware on this situation and get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
All right. Hey, April Marie, what do you know about this? This is Steely Dan. What do you know about Steely Dan?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
You don't even know this song?
No.
What? Ricky, don't lose that number. You're kidding me.
I didn't know you were this culturally bereft.
Bereft?
Big word.
It's a big word that's actually kind of small.
No.
Nobody rubbed it.
I got nothing. What year was this released?
Oh, eons ago. In the 70s?
70s. Kind of late 70s.
Yeah, no. I was born in 81, and I don't know this.
I was born in 88, and I know this. Don't use age as an excuse.
That's because your girlfriend listens to music like this.
No.
Because you like older women.
Well, that's certainly.
And so you listen to their music.
I like women.
Jack is over there like, what in the world?
I know, really.
And I don't think
he wants to get in all
I don't
this.
Know if my lady friend gets down on any Steely Dan. My dad and my uncle taught me about Steely Dan, as well as other things. 272-9228. Let's go.
Okay, so we got a phone call?
We do have a phone call, yes.
I just want to tell you about these committees.
Yeah.
Reed and Mazik and McPherson have created six different issue committees to be meeting tomorrow and Thursday. They're going to meet at 600 South Court, which I think is at the interstate and court. It's the small business, whatever the hell that place is called over there, the Small Business Resource Center.
Okay.
600 South Court. All right, the four committees meeting tomorrow. One Economic Development Committee meets at 8.
Yeah.
Health and Human Services meets at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural Arts meets at 2.
Ooh.
And Infrastructure meets at 5.
Why? That's important.
Why are you being such a smartass? This is serious.
What are
business.
You talking about?
This is serious business.
It's very important to go listen to people pontificate about decisions that have already been made behind closed doors.
And simultaneously on Thursday's agenda at 11 a.m. will be the Public Safety Committee and the Education Committee. I don't know why they didn't give Public Safety its own time slot, but it's meeting the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of like traffic school. You go through the motions.
Anyway, if you want to read about it, it's in the advertiser this morning. And so anyway, if you want to have input, at least they're reaching out.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea. You know,
got to be connected, folks. Got to be connected. Let's go to the phones and talk to Debbie.
Hi.
Debbie. Hi. How are you, Jack?
Fine, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a couple of these little stories. My sister was 16. She had just gotten her nice little car. She was so proud. She drove it to school every day. It was a very cold, and this is up in Clay County, Alabama, a very cold morning. She goes down to crank her car up to warm it up. Now, we're talking about very rural country. Don't have to lock your doors at night, all that
Lineville,
good stuff.
Lineville, Ashland, where were you?
Lineville, thank you. You do know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And anyway, she goes down and opens her car door, and lo and behold, there is a transit sleeping there. Now, you know, it scared her, but Dad just walked out and asked the gentleman to please leave, and he did, no problem. But when it's very cold out, these people have to find shelter and, you know, crawl spaces under homes, unlock cars. They're a perfect refuge. So you're basically asking for it, you know.
Yeah.
So just lock your car doors if you're going to, you know,
well, I have
worry
ever since.
Like
even
that.
Even if I'm home for an hour and I know I'm
right.
going to back out,
Jack's
I
like,
it.
I don't need another Daphne in my car.
Yeah.
But the other one, my mother and father had went to Birmingham. They were at the Walmart. Dad went in to get something. And my father, out of habit, always locks the door, even though my mother's in the van. He still will lock the doors. And so he's inside. The doors are locked. My mother's sitting there smoking her cigarette. And all of a sudden, she notices that somebody is trying to open the driver door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was locked. So he runs over to her side and is trying to open her door. Mm-hmm. At this point, she's getting scared. Then she hears somebody in the background yelling, and she sees a big gun, and she made it look like 2 foot, but it was probably a really small gun. But she said it was right next to her window with a police officer holding it, yelling for this man to drop. And basically he had stolen something, I guess, out of Walmart, and they were trying to catch him. So you just don't know. Even if you're sitting in a parking lot, lock your door.
That's I totally agree with that.
Good advice, yeah.
And people tell me, yep, like, if you hear somebody breaking in your car or something at night, like in your, that you push the alarm button on your key,
yeah,
fob.
To scare them away.
It'll make them run. And that's good advice. But
it,
yeah,
is.
That's
it.
And, I mean,
I have a siren on my house to do that too.
Yeah.
I like the yell. Seabass, get the shotgun!
It works. Especially
dog?
If you say Seabass. People know that. If a guy's named Seabass, watch out.
You're a mess.
Unless he's Chilean.
Debbie, appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You just never know what you're getting into.
You really don't.
It's
such is life.
This comes back to, I'm going to turn our long ranting thing back into a political thing. Yeah. Is I still think that one of the biggest problems we have, poverty and homelessness, is government, is big government. People see individuals in need and think somebody out there is going to help them. It's not my responsibility or my job. And I think we get so very detached because there's a program for everything.
Right.
There's a program to give individuals housing, programs to give them food, programs to give them, you name it, they exist. And we've lost that sense of, this is my neighbor. And people have stopped asking their neighbor for help.
And if you assume that the private individuals, people don't have and won't take personal responsibility, if you assume that about them, hey, they probably won't.
Yeah.
Some people do, despite all the programs. It's still the most charitable nation in the world. But, yeah, it does take away, I think, some of the initiative. You're right.
I think we have to get out of the, it's the government's job, and get back to it is the job of the churches. I am very adamantly outspoken about mega churches. I'm one of those people. Wealth should not be contained by a church. I don't think that was the purpose of churches. And so you look at these.
Well, Jesus did that whole thing where he threw out the money changers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was the one time he got angry.
The Joel Osteens of the world. I feel like we have lost our way.
So what do you think of Yeezy?
What do I think of what?
Kanye.
Oh, Yeezy. Yeah. Isn't he on tour now with his gospel thing?
He's spreading the word. He's converting people.
Here's the thing. Oh, and it's the same as I feel about our Democrat candidates.
Mm-hmm.
If you want everybody around you to have everything, you have to lead by example.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know. I think he's had a genuine change.
I don't know.
You think he has?
I think he, I've watched some interviews. He's always had that part of himself. He's always had faith, but he's actually kind of living it now. So
now that I don't, have cable. I'm one of those cord cutters, so I actually haven't seen any interviews with him to know how.
Find it on
you
the
have
news
to
too.
Have faith of faith of faith.
Oh, faith.
Hmm?
George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
See, I knew that one. That's actually Jeff. I'm gonna say boyfriend. Boyfriend's favorite. He loves him some George Michael.
Oh really?
Yeah. When George Michael died, it was very. Very sad situation.
I didn't like that either. Hey, these committees that are meeting Thursday, the public safety and education committees, same location, different rooms.
Okay.
They're meeting at 11.
Well, because people are either interested in crime or education, not both. That right. seems like a bad idea.
Well, in Montgomery schools, they kind of go hand in hand.
Well, we got to hit another quick break here, folks, as part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive.
Are you thinking Jenkins?
Oh, I'm thinking. I'm always thinking Jenkins.
I know you are.
You don't even need to ask, but thank you for asking. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, they're located downtown Montgomery, 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the alley station, little water tower down there on East Jefferson Street. They're a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. They have unmatched quality, state-of-the-art equipment. All their technicians are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. And it's because of that great relationship with so many other commercial entities that they are able to service these specialty vehicles and whole fleets of vehicles. That means it is state-of-the-art equipment that can easily handle your everyday car, truck, or SUV. And if you don't already work downtown, you can't just walk or, you know, to work when your car's being serviced. They have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. And so there are so many people thinking Jenkins. I'm thinking Jenkins because they really do it all. I love that monthly checklist program. Take your vehicle in once a month. They help make sure it's operating smoothly and efficiently, and you have a little extra peace of mind. They also teach you a little owner maintenance along the way. They do big jobs, whether it's air conditioning repair or transmission repairs, or, you know, the small things that do really matter, say, like replacing those windshield wiper blades. You hate for one of those to fall off in the middle of a big rainstorm, or just a basic oil change. Jenkins Tire and Automotive has you covered. Also, if you have an outdoor vehicle, Jenkins Tire and Automotive will come to you. That way you don't have to bring that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, or that tractor into town. They have a service truck that'll come visit you on location. So call them today. Make an appointment, folks. 265-0792. 265-0792, excuse me. Or visit them online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. I'm thinking Jenkins. So many people are. Give a little extra peace of mind when you're driving around in that vehicle. Check them out today. And have faith that we're not going to lead you astray. 272-9228. Last segment of News and Views coming up.
Yes, I gotta have faith.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
I gotta have faith.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Me, Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
Oh, that'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, closing moments here of the program. Again, this is part of the program, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. They brought you the first hour. They're bringing you into this part again. They do it all over there at Dan Black Studios when it comes to anything video services. So in particular, if you have stacks of old home videos, old videotapes, things you took the time to film, Dan Black Studios can convert them 40% off for News and Views listeners on all tape to DVD transfers. Got to tell them you're a News and Views listener. No, they can't just telepathically, you know, you got to speak up.
Take do that for your kids.
Yes. Do it for yourself, too. You might be surprised.
You
got to
tell them they don't have ESPN. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But also, they can provide business services from website design to video editing. Maybe you've shot a bunch of video or have a bunch of photos, want to put it together. They can put together a nice package, produce it for you, or they can produce videos from the ground up. So whether training videos, television commercials, online branding videos, these sorts of things, Dan Black Studios has anything to do with video services covered for you. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor of News and Views. And folks, be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. What did we learn today?
Well, Michael Flynn looks like he's going to prison for 6 months.
The government is just, sometimes they're just such bastards. You know, you fight it a little bit.
You lie to the FBI these days. That's probably a badge of honor.
Yeah.
They're so corrupt.
And then they play this Trump's criticizing the great men and women. Well, Flynn's a war hero, essentially.
I know.
Six months in jail is a long time, too.
That's damn ridiculous. Right.
Violent criminals don't get that.
Well, this Judge Sullivan, has been incredibly harsh with Flynn. Like, Sidney Powell, Flynn's lawyer, essentially showed the FBI changed the 302. When they first interviewed him, the agents didn't think Flynn was lying. He wasn't being untruthful. And then they changed it. They edited it when they, rewrote the 302. And so they tried to present that, saying, look, they changed it on him, and the judge wouldn't hear it. It's just absurd what they did to Michael Flynn. I think it's ridiculous what they got away with Jeff Sessions. It's just absurd how much they got away with. And that's why I brought up earlier this ongoing thing with John Durham. You just look at the Horowitz report again and go check out Catherine Herridge's Twitter feed, folks. She's digging into a lot of the details. A lot of folks deserve to be charged with something. And Durham's the one actually looking to where the bodies are buried. So good riddance, because Michael Flynn, he was done wrong. He was done absolutely wrong.
Well, I've seen a lot about Trump pardoning people because of these witch hunts. Because they've been determined to get people.
I don't know about Manafort. It looks like he didn't report some tax stuff.
Right.
But going to jail, I mean.
Well, here's the thing is they only got it because they were going after Trump.
Right.
Right.
So if this is one of those, if you do an illegal search as a cop and you find something bad, it gets thrown out because you were not supposed to be there in the first place. They were just fishing for trouble.
Well, and Roger Stone?
They made an example of that fool. My goodness.
Roger Stone is a caricature of himself.
I was going to say.
But I love Roger Stone.
But why do you need to go serve him, with a full
28
SWAT team?
Cars showed up at his house in the wee hours of the morning or early morning.
They don't do that to gangsters.
Right, and they called CNN to cover it.
Yeah, it's exactly.
This FBI.
But I like Roger Stone.
Really steps over the line. And that's unconscionable. I hate now that, that's what the government does to you. You try to fight it, and you do it in good faith that I've been done wrong, and they slap even harsher penalties on you because you didn't cooperate. So now prosecutors, if you don't know the news yet, are suggesting 6 months for Michael Flynn, 6 months in prison.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. Well, it's been fun.
You know how we know it's time to go? Dan's breathing down my neck. I mean, literally.
I mean, you're not.
Literally. He's huffing and puffing.
It's not
like
that's a bad
house
thing,
down.
Jack.
It's so cold in here, your bosoms are going to cut through your shirt like mine did.
Anyway, on that note, tune in tomorrow morning as we cut through the airwaves here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Well, I'm the one scaring people.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Anyway,
thank you for coming.
How's that eye of yours?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll
to see
be back.
You,
well, you know what?
I like the radio. You guys.
The man in history of the world said, "Everyone is equal in my eye."
Yeah, we'll be covering a lot, folks. It feels good to have a normal week. Things are sort of ramping back up again in terms of news cycles and whatnot. We'll see.
The
what
last
happens.
Couple weeks, I didn't even know what day of the week it was half the
I
time.
I know. So. Y'all stay tuned. Dan Moore's show is next. I'll be sticking around to help produce Sidekick the Show. April Marie, thank you again. Y'all be sure to follow April Marie Fogle on the Facebook, on the, all the social media.
Yeah, on the
on
Facebook,
the Twitter.
The rocks.
Okay.
April with the Y.
Y'all, Dan Moore's show is next.